What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. And that was the last time this year you'll hear the Garfunkel & Oates version of the Doug Loves Movies theme song. It's Friday, January 28th.
Producer Ryan here. It's December 28th.
And I'm in a hotel room in Orange County, California, the day after a sold-out show at the Irvine Improv. Thanks to all who came out. As the title of this ep suggests, Graham Elwood played the Leonard Maltin game against one or more audience members, and I will play the audio of it after I do some plugs and stuff. Tonight, I'll be doing a set at the Death Squad show at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, and I believe we'll also be taping an Ice House Chronicles that you can check out as a podcast later or watch the live stream this evening if you're laying low tonight to save up your money and energy for New Year's Eve. Speaking of which, I'll be at the Nob Hill Masonic Temple in San Francisco on New Year's Eve with Anthony Jeselnik, Amy Schumer, Arj Barker, Brendan Walsh, and Chris Tinkle. That's a fantastic lineup, whether I was on it or not. And on January 3rd, Graham Elwood and I will be at the Orlando, Florida Improv. Deets and links for all of my shows at DougLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Best of Two Oceans 12, my picks for some of the best things in movies this year. Scariest moment in a movie this year goes to Project X, when that doggy is tied to a big balloon and starts to float away to certain death. That bummed me out more than any other crazy, weird, scary thing that happened in that movie. I was very happy to see a shot of the pooch back on the ground later in the film. And it's also fun to watch the dog seemingly enjoying a bouncy house. This has been Best of Two Oceans 12. More to come. Los Angeles, don't forget that on January 8th, Doug Loves Movies moves to 7 p.m. at the UCB Theater. It's still free to get in, and if you have a ticket to the 8 o'clock show, you can stay in your seat for that. The 8 o'clock show is called Put Your Hands Together, and it will feature all the great comics you've grown accustomed to seeing in the comedy Bang Bang shows. And as always, torture is a shithead.
Does anyone reindeer for games? That's the last time I'm going to say reindeer for games because it's going to be not Christmas season anymore.
Right, buddy.
Very soon.
That's right. Turning the corner.
Do you think malls should tear down the decorations and stop the Christmas music like right on December 26th?
Or no, you go through the first of the year.
You go to January 1.
January 2nd. Somewhere in there. You pull it down.
January 3, we can fucking kick that shit in and bust it up.
Yeah, set it on fire.
Let's start a riot.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it, you guys. On January 3rd, any Christmas shit you see, break it.
Oh, and put it in your butt.
Teach them a goddamn lesson about how their dumb Christmas tree is in your butt.
It's beginning to seem a lot like Christmas. Why would you do that? That's so immature.
Yeah, why would you put stuff in your butthole at the beginning of the Christmas season?
I know. But Thanksgiving!
Why wouldn't you wait till the...
Alright, we gotta play this game. We gotta do this.
Come on.
There's gotta be some Douglas Movies fans in the crowd that brought some name tags.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, name tags are how you get picked to play the game. We don't have a ton of them, because a lot of people here tonight are just innocent individuals who don't listen to podcasts. There's a really big one over there. What's going on with that over there? What is that thing? Open it up.
It's a whole poster for... What's that a poster for?
Is that Conan the Barbarian?
A Conan is... What?
Sarah.
Sarah the Barbarian?
I'm Sarah, and I'm a barbarian. Hi, you guys.
Are you sure you didn't mean librarian?
Crush your enemies, see them driven before.
All right, Sarah the Barbarian is here, and then there's someone over there that has one. There's very few names.
Very few names.
Yeah. But it's a great name tags
right there.
Okay. So, Graham, just go out and pick who you'd like to play against.
I'm going to go with Sarah the Barbarian.
Oh, get her up here.
Come on now. Give her a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Bring that poster with you.
He's going to put that poster in her book.
Stop saying that about everything. Hi, Sarah. Show everybody your beautiful handiwork there. That's amazing. Sarah the Barbarian.
That's impressive.
The only letter you used for Conan is the A. And then you just drew over all the others with a Sharpie.
Sarah, where are you from?
Where you worked. You did it. Where are you from, Sarah?
Long Beach.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
LBC.
LBC-atch. And you listen to the podcast and you know how this game works?
Yes.
Of course, because she made a fantastic name tag. So Graham and Sarah are going to play head-to-head in one round of Leonard Ball game. If she wins, she's going to get everything in the prize bag. If she loses, we're going to pull up another contestant. We don't have too much time. We're going to pull up another person and have them play.
Yeah.
And hopefully someone will win. Graham's pretty good at this.
Yes, I am.
Not that good.
To have that voice. I'm not good enough to have that voice.
No, that's you can't have a cocky voice.
Yeah, that's not cocky. That's creepy. That's
creepy cocky.
You want my creep cock? Did I say that wrong?
That is the worst pickup line in the history of.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, lady, you want my creep cock?
You want my creep cock?
It's not great. It's pretty creepy.
Do you want to be in me?
It's yours for the asking.
Do you want to come in my windowless van? Do you want to make a webisode?
That's a popular Spider-Man pickup line. All right.
He just goes,
webisode. I'm going to webisode on your face.
I'm going to give you a webisode necklace.
What? Okay, Sarah gets to pick between three categories. This is just between Sarah and Graham, so please don't try to help if you think you know the answer at any point.
Don't yell out.
Yeah. At Pat Kierman on Twitter suggested flu season, and that's any movie where someone climbs down a chimney. Yeah. Or I Am the Walrus suggested this is A40, which is movies with either old or English in the title. This is a 40. Or Harry Maguire,
hey,
suggested by Jay Clumper, and that's movies where Tom Cruise, or Crom Tooze, has long hair.
Go with Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire. She's in for Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire.
This movie where Tom Cruise has long hair is from 1994. Leonard Maltin on his movie review app gives it 1.5 stars. So that's not a good sign. He says the actors can't be faulted, nor can the handsome production design. Yeah, so Leonard doesn't know where to place the blame.
Has anyone ever said handsome production design?
It's handsome.
That's handsome.
Good looking.
acting.
Production design.
Sharply dressed.
Mm-hmm. And he also says it takes place in partially in contemporary San Francisco. So these are terrible clues, as they are meant to be. And Leonard Maltin lists 9 names of cast members of this movie. How many names, Sarah, do you think it'll take you to discern the title of this motion picture?
9.
Very smart opening there. That's what I encourage the contestants to do. 7. And Graham, classic Graham Elwood move, knocks a couple off, but still has 7 names. And he gets to hear if you say name that movie.
6.
With that, Elwood. You put that in your butt?
Put 6 names in your butt. It's the name of my new album.
I wish.
Available on iTunes. 6 names in your butt.
Please don't touch her.
Is this creepy? Are you having fun, Sarah? Is that your neck? I like your neck.
That's another creepy thing about your woman.
I like your neck. Great knees.
Hey, women love an unexpected compliment.
Oh my god, I love your clavicle.
Oh.
Really good clavicle.
Has anyone told you you have great lobes?
Oh my god, that thumbnail! So cute. Weird delay. Name that movie.
Oh, 6 names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
She can do it. Don't help her out, you guys.
Sarah the Barbarian.
Here's your 6 names. Indra Ova. Fandy Newton. Domiziana Giordano. You're laughing now, Graham, but
I know.
Check this out.
Fuck.
Kirsten Dunst. Christian Slater, Stephen Ray, and Tom Cruise has long hair. What's the name of the movie, Sarah?
Interview with a Vampire.
That's correct! You did it! You win! Thank you for playing, Sarah!
Thank you! We did it!
Well done! Nice lobes!
Nice lobes! Great C1 spinal thing. Awesome. Love your C1 spine. Damn it!
That was nice.
She seemed unconfident. I should have gone 5 because that.
Is unconfident a word?
Sure, to me
it is. Do you think it is?
You're very sans confidence.
The French version. Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Like, that's the greatest thing about Les Miserables is no one in a movie even remotely attempts a French accent. It's all just French people in America.
Russell Crowe.
Sure. You haven't seen that yet, have you?
No way!
Oh, so never?
Never.
Wow, put your foot down. Fucking Miserables.
The Miserables! Ladies and gentlemen, the Miserables!
What if it was called Zero Dark Miserables?
Would you go the shit out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They put some Navy SEALs up in fucking revolutionary France.
You like military time signatures.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake. What time of day is Zero Dark 30?
Don't worry about it.
That was the last thing Osama bin Laden said.
Don't worry about it.
What time you got? Don't worry about it. Bam! Bam! But you saw that movie?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah? Alright. I thought it was alright.
It was good.
Okay.
It faced Jalalabad. I performed there. And then, then I got on a helicopter that came under fire right near the Pakistan border where they jumped over to shoot him.
Oh, so that's why that movie was exciting for you.
Yeah,
I've never been over there, so for me it was like, oh, that seems far away. That seems like none of my concern. Well, yawn, I'm waterboard.
Makes him cocky, there's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug